in Jesus' name this morning. Thankful to be here. Thankful to sing praises to our Lord and our Savior. This morning, I want to preach a message. It's, if you'll turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19 and verse 23. Through the eye of a needle. Verse 23 of chapter 19 in Matthew. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Right here is a picture and the illustration of the message that we have this morning. Through the eye of a needle. A loophole. That's what I want to talk about this morning. And I'll show you some. I'll give them to you. Loopholes. Jesus said, it's harder. How hardly shall a rich man, a rich man shall hardly enter to the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Most people, when they hear this verse, instead of saying, wow, it's hard for a rich man to go to heaven. I'm going to avoid it and live for Jesus. Most people look at this verse and say, how hard is it for a camel to go through the eye of a needle? And they start poking camel hairs through the needle to start trying to get it through. Instead of hearing what God said, they found a loophole. Wait a minute, there's a hope, there's a chance that I can still do this and make it through. Most people are looking for a way of escape, a way to keep from taking up their cross, denying themselves and following Jesus. That's what a legalist is. You know, whenever people say, because we obey the word of God and put it into practice, that, oh, you're just legalist. But do you know what a legalist is? You know what a lawyer is? Just look at lawyers today. They know the law that it's wrong to steal, and it's wrong to kill, and it's wrong to do this or that. But a lawyer goes back through the books, through the court cases, and searches for ways to get around the law. Or to find a little loophole to where they can get their client set free. A loophole. A way around. A legalist today. The religious church world is full of legalists today. Instead of looking, how can I better serve Jesus? They study the scriptures diligently, looking for a way they can avoid serving Jesus. And they are there. They're there. anywhere you want to look. I think that's one of the reasons many people don't believe in God today. I believe that's the reason many people are atheists today. I grew up hearing all of my life that the Word of God is inspired in every jot and tittle, is just like God spoke it out of His mouth. That the Word of God is errorless. That it does not have any conflicts. That it's all in perfect unity. When anybody can pick it up and see that in almost every case, there's a little twist that we just don't understand why is there. We can read the Bible and there's things that just don't add up. And instead of facing this honestly and saying, I'm just a man, I don't understand all of these things, and saying that there are loopholes if you want them, instead of facing it honestly, like Jesus presented it, there's things in the Bible that almost seem that Christ is trying to let keep people from following Him. And we'll look at a few of them. Christ is looking for men and women who will hear His voice and rise up and follow Him. He's not looking for lawyers. He's got churches full of lawyers looking for loopholes to see what they can get away with and still go to heaven. I grew up hearing men say, oh, if I just get to heaven by the skin of my teeth, I'll be happy. Well, Christ ain't looking for people like that. He's looking for people who say, God, here I am. What do you want from me? I'll do anything you ask. And anything less of that is not worthy of an offering to our God. Anything less than that is a blemish. We're trying to give Him second best. And Christ's disciples are not those who give second best. God is looking for those who are willing to give Him everything. No matter how bad it is, no matter how weak we feel, no matter how much we've failed, He gave His life for me. What have you done for Him? What have you given for Him? He left the splendors of heaven and came down to this dark world. What have you done for Him? The proud religious Pharisees look for loopholes, look for ways of escape instead of ways that they can please the Lord. Right here's one. Jesus tells us very clearly not to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. But right here in Matthew 24, He leaves a little way open. A little needle. A little hole. And it's amazing how hard men try to get a camel through that eye of a needle. And you know the thing about it is, we think maybe of an eye of a modern needle. Well, it might have been quite a bit bigger than that. Some even say it was a passage in the wall that they called the eye of a needle. Where a camel could barely squeeze itself through there. Well, whichever it is, if we're going to try all we can do to get the camel through the eye of a needle, we're not listening to Jesus very clearly. We're spending our time trying to get the camel through the loophole. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Here's a promise. There is no temptation that you're facing right now that is any different than with most men. Some have temptations in other areas a little stronger than others. But there is a temptation, and it's all common to man. The Bible says God will not suffer that temptation to be stronger than you're able to take. That is a promise. People that say they can't do it are liars and calling God a liar. The way's too hard, they're liars. And they're calling God a liar. There is no temptation taken. There is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that ye are able, but will with the temptations also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. A way of escape. From what? Following God? Or a way of escape from the temptation? The legalist finds a way of escape from following God. A way of escape from sin? Or a way of escape from the cross? There's a way of escape. If you want to sin, you can find a verse that'll probably give you a little bit of smoothing of your conscience to go ahead and do it. Oh, it's just natural for man to sin. You've just found a way of escape. Oh, I'm this. I've been tempted. And the flesh is weak. You've just given yourself a way of escape. The only problem is it isn't the promise of the way of escape that Jesus offered or the Word of God offers. It's the way of escape to get away from following and taking up your cross and following Jesus. There's a way of escape. You can either escape away from Him or you can escape from sin to Him. If men would devote themselves to righteousness as much as the world does to pleasure, there'd be no question about whether or not we can live holy and pure lives or not. You know, if we put the same effort to denying ourselves and following Jesus as the world puts into living for pleasure, there'd be no question about whether a man can live holy or not. It'd shut their mouths, these phonies that say, oh, you can't live right. Just depends on which way of escape you want to choose. You can find a way of escape if you want it. And you know, Jesus seemed to leave it open that way. It's almost like the Bible was written for you to find all the ways of escape that you could find, that you would need to do whatever you want to do. Jesus never forces anyone to follow him. He's looking for people who will devote their lives to him. And if you're still looking for a way of escape, he says, right there's a door, right there's a door, right there's a door. I'm not going to hide him from you. Jesus is right there in the open with it. If you want to follow me, deny yourself and follow me. If you want a door of escape, well, there's three. We see it with the rich man. We looked at that. So people can find that eye of the needle and start poking their camel through it instead of avoiding it and following him. Let's look at another few things. Matthew chapter 19. Back to where we were, just across Matthew 19 and verse 9. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is, which is put away, committeth adultery. Seven places in the Bible, in the New Testament, Jesus talks about divorce and remarriage as being sin. But then in Matthew, he puts in a couple of words that are a little hard for us to understand when we first read it. Whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication. Except. Well, there it is. I'm free. Go right on out the door. They read this, and they don't look at what it means or what he's really trying to say. They said, except. He said, except. I'm clear. Yippee. I can run right out the door. I found a way of escape. It doesn't matter that he said six other times that it's sin. This one verse he said, except. So they run right out the door with their way of escape. They leave the cross and run out the door holding their papers. Hey, escape, escape. It's all they hear. It's a loophole. The eye of a needle. Well, I can get a camel through the eye of it. It'll take me a while, but I can do it. So they sit down and start doing it. Except, there's a way of escape. Luke chapter 22, verse 36. Jesus gave us a simple command in Matthew to love our enemies and do good to them that hate us. John the Baptist told the soldiers that came to him and asked him, "How shall we do?" And he said, "Do violence to no man and be content with your wages." Jesus said, "Resist not evil." Luke 22, verse 36 says, "Then said he unto them, But now let he that hath a purse let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Hey, Jesus told us to buy a sword. I can go resist. I can go fight. Jesus said to buy a sword. A way of escape. Let him buy. Let him that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Wow. That means I can defend myself. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." The Bible says that we're to obey the government. Oh, so if I obey the government and they tell me to go kill my neighbor or to go kill someone in a war, there's my ticket. Jesus said, obey the government. If you want a way to avoid the cross of following Christ, there is one somewhere. And if you really want to find one, come on. Call me sometime, and I'll help you find it. If you want out that bad, get. Christ isn't looking for disciples like that. He's looking for people who will devote their lives to Him, that will lay down their lives and their rights, that aren't looking for a way of escape, but a way to please Him. Matthew or John chapter 2. Jesus went to a wedding. And he turned the water into wine. You mean I can go to parties and get drunk now? Because Jesus turned water into the wine. Yippee! I can live it up. I found a loophole. I can still be a Christian and go to heaven and go to the parties. Because Jesus turned water into wine, you know. If you want it, go for it. Wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. But if that's what you want, go for it. You'll see in the end where it'll lead you. But if you want a way out, if you want a way of escape, well, there's a door, and there's a door, and there's a door. You don't have to follow me. You can chase after this world if you want. First Corinthians chapter 11 talks about the covering. And if you just read it and are looking for a loophole, well, the hair's the covering. Never mind that if the hair's the covering, the man would have to be shaven bald before he could pray or preach. But if you want a loophole to get out of obeying God, there it is. Throw the thing off and run wild. A way of escape. If you want a way of escape from temptation and sin, God will make a way. If you want a way of running from the cross, you can find one. I think that's God's way of weeding out those who are unfit and unworthy of the kingdom of God. He's looking for pure hearts. Blessed are the pure in heart. If you want a loophole, find it. There's one for everything. Well, I just can't live right. But by grace you're saved. Not that of yourselves, a gift of God. I don't have to live right. I don't have to strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's all by grace. I don't have to do anything. Jesus did all the dying. I'm on my way to heaven. Never mind taking up your cross. Never mind forsaking all and following Him. A way of escape. Whenever I was in the world, I loved the world and made no bones about it. I was as proud of my sin and was not ashamed about it at all. Unless I got in a little bit of trouble. I did what I wanted to do. Because that's where my heart was. And if following Christ ain't worth putting everything we got into it to the same extent that we followed the world when we were chasing after it, he ain't worthy to be followed anyway. But he is. What he isn't worthy of is half-heartedness. What he isn't worthy of is someone looking for a loophole. Trying to follow him and trying to look for, that's unworthy. It's not even a question. Find your loophole and go. That's what he would tell you, I think. Find your loophole. And leave. I would that you were rather either hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'll vomit you out of my mouth. Don't pretend to follow me and find your loophole and just coast in your Christian life. Either follow me or leave. Be honest with God. He's looking for people who'll do whatever it takes to follow him, that'll devote themselves completely to following him. And there'll be tests, and there'll always be a way of escape if you want it. You know, one of the brethren is a little fascinated with Navy SEALs. Not what they do, but their dedication and their commitment and their willingness. And how that the sergeant that is in charge of training these SEALs does everything he can to make them quit and give up. Instead of giving them encouraging message to keep on going, he says, quit, you sissy. If you can't take it. In fact, the statistics show that out of however many they have in each class, there's only going to be two of you make it anyway. So you just, well, quit now. And then they do everything they can in their power, put them through every test and every struggle, dump them out in the middle of the ocean, 7 or 8 miles out, just throw them out of a plane and throw them out in cold water. No direction, nothing. Trying to get them to give up. It's only those who are dedicated and devoted that make it. How much more devoted should a disciple of Christ be? If you want a way out, there's all kinds of them. Like I said, if you want a way out, I can find one for you. Go for it. Christ is looking for real, pure, holy people dedicated to him and living for him. He gave his life for us. What are we doing for him? May the Lord add his blessings to his word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Help us, Lord, to dedicate our souls and our lives and our hearts and our minds to thee, O Father. Love you with all of our strength. Lord, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, Father. Help us, Father, to do thy will. In Jesus' name, amen.